Thank you. We have now reached the portion of our service we had the opportunity to partake in communion as it was instituted by Jesus during the Lord's Supper. If you would like to read along with me in your Bibles, I will be reading from Matthew 26, starting in verse 26. Again, that's Matthew 26, starting in verse 26. And it reads, "And as they were eating, Jesus took bread, blessed and broke it, and gave it to the disciples and said, 'Take, eat, this is my body.' Then he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, 'Drink from it, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sins.'" We now have the opportunity to do the same, and let us first do so by giving thanks for the bread. Dear Heavenly and Gracious Father, we thank you for sending your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for the remission of our sins, and so that we may have the opportunity for everlasting life with you in heaven. We pray, Lord, that as we partake of this bread, that we do it in a way and a manner that is pleasing in thy sight. It's in your precious Son, Jesus' name, that we pray. Amen. Let us give thanks for the cup. Dear Heavenly and Gracious Father, we thank you for the shed blood of Jesus Christ, which was shed for the remission of our sins, so that we may have everlasting life with you in heaven. We pray, Lord, that as we partake of this cup, that we reflect on that moment in time, and that we do it in a way and a manner that is pleasing and acceptable. It's in your precious Son, Jesus' name, that we pray. Amen.
Scripture will be taken from Isaiah 43, verse 1 through 3. That's Isaiah 43, verse 1 through 3. "But now thou said the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, Thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee. Shall we pray? Thank you, Heavenly Father, again for this day and for your blessings. As we open your word, we pray that our minds are ready to receive the engrafted word, which is able to save our souls. We pray that we apply what has been taught to our lives. Continue to watch over us, lead us, guide us, and protect us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This morning we're going to be talking about God is with you. When you look at Isaiah 43, there are some words of comfort for us as we face the things that make us afraid. In the previous chapter in Isaiah 42, we find that things are bad. And yet when we come to the beginning of Isaiah 43, there is a contrast. In the previous chapter, God pours out his wrath. And yet here at the beginning of Isaiah 43, we begin with the words, "But now." As we look today, we see people struggling to make ends meet. The economy is uncertain. Some of you listening this morning have been running for the Lord for a long time. You have come a long ways from where you started from, and the road hasn't been easy. You've been through some difficult situations. You've been through some pretty life-threatening storms along your life's journey. My brothers and sisters, friends and neighbors, no matter what you're going through today, remember these two words, "but now." With God, there is always a "but now." The worst has happened, but now God wants to do a new thing in your life. The thing you feared most have overtaken you, but now God gives you a new perspective and a new promise. Your worst case scenario has become a reality, but now God reveals his providential hand. See, faith listens for the words, "but now." Why? Because there will come times in your life when it seems like you have no place to go. And the principalities and the spiritual weakness in high places will try to overcome you. There will come times in your life when mountains of difficulty may have you hemmed in on every side. There will come times in your life when the sea of tribulation may be pulling you under for the last time. There will come times in your life when the enemies of despair might try to destroy you. There may come times in your life when you might be hungry and thirsty for righteousness, but it seems like the wells of living waters have gone dry and the bread from heaven has ceased to fall. There will come times in your life when you must walk through the valley of the shadow of death. There will come a time in your life when temptation will have you hemmed in on every side. But know this, God is still there. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse number 13, it tells us God is faithful and will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with every temptation also make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it. When you look at the word temptation, it was taken from a Greek word which means deep or open sea. Temptation is a word which emphasizes a depth that is as deep as the open sea, highlighting an overwhelming situation. In other words, when we find ourselves in a situation that is deeper than what we can handle, God will make a way of escape. Every time we face a Red Sea experience, when we don't have a clue what we're going to do or which way we're going to turn, Satan will whisper in your ear and say, "You're not going to make it." But you stand confident that God will make a way somehow. In 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 12, the Apostle Paul says, "For I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day." When you and I are faced with impossible situations in our lives, the Lord will help us through. For he says in Hebrews 13 and verse number 5, he said he'll never leave us nor forsake us. When it seems like life has ended and you have hit the bedrock of rock bottom, and the tides of destruction are tossing you from side to side, know that God is still with you. The Lord, he will make a way for you through the storms of life. The Lord, he will help you to climb the mountain of difficulty. The Lord, he will not allow the enemy to destroy you in the valley of despair. The Lord, he will help you cross over the bridge over troubled waters. The Bible says in 1 John 4 and verse 4, "Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world." So some of you may be facing a fiery furnace experience right now. Look, when you look at Daniel chapter 3, it's just like the three Hebrew boys. To face the fire means you're going through some sort of terrible tribulation or affliction. It could mean you are going through a severe trial in your life. It could mean you have lost the love of one. It could mean you are facing a terminal illness. It could mean you are facing a financial burden. It could mean you are facing an urgent need to repent of a shortcoming, a fault in your life. It could mean you are making a decision to obey him through baptism. The devil will tempt you to bow down to the gods of this world rather than hold on to the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He'll make you believe it would be a lot easier if you would just quit trying to serve God. Go back to the things of this world. He'll try to make you believe that God has left you and that he has forsaken you. He will try to make you believe you don't need to obey the gospel of Jesus Christ right now. Just wait. He'll tell you that. And the reason you are going through the fire is because God doesn't care about you. But we must be like the three Hebrew boys. We must tell the devil, "For God we live, and for God we will die. My God is able to deliver me from all trials, from all affliction, from all fire, even from the valley of the shadow of death. But even if he does not, I refuse to serve you and things of this world." Saints of God, when you are in the fire, look around, for God will be there. Don't panic. Don't be dismayed. Don't give up. Don't quit. Just keep on holding on. For in Isaiah 43 in our text, in verse number 2, it says, "When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon you." One thing we need to realize when it comes to our relationship with God is this: God's relationship doesn't keep one from passing through the waters or walking through the fire, but rather it means you will not do these things alone. When Isaiah speaks of passing through the waters, or walking through the fire, he is referencing the calamities of life we all face. God does not remove the problems, but God assures us of his presence in the midst of those problems. So I suggest to you this morning, hold on in the midst of the fire. The Lord will be right in the flames with you. Hold on in the midst of the storm. The Lord will be right there in the midst of the troubled waters with you. Hold on in the midst of the sickness. The Lord will be right there with you as your healer. In 1 Samuel 12:22, he says, "For the Lord will not forsake his people." Joshua 1:5 says, "I will not fail thee nor forsake thee." 2 Corinthians 4:8-9, Paul realized that God would never leave nor forsake him when he said, "We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. We are persecuted, but not forsaken. We are cast down, but not destroyed." I can go on with life knowing that God is with me no matter what comes my way. That means that even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, he is with me. His rod and his staff will comfort me. It may feel like he has left me, but rest assured, he is right there beside you, walking every step of the way. There may be times when you see just one set of footprints in the sands of life, but rest assured, those are the times when the Lord has picked you up and is carrying you through those hard times. And so I just encourage you, remember, God is with you. So if you are listening this morning and have not obeyed the gospel, what is the gospel? 1 Corinthians 15:1-4 is the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Once you hear the word, the gospel, you got to believe it to be true. Romans 10:17, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Hebrews 11:6, without faith it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. You got to repent of your sins, Luke 13:3-5. I tell you, nay, except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. You got to confess Jesus as the Son of God, Matthew 10:32-33. Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess before my Father which is in heaven. But whosoever deny me before men, him will I deny before my Father which is in heaven. And then you have to be baptized for the remission of your sins, Acts 2:38. Baptism is a burial, Romans 6:3-4. When you come up out of that water, you're a new creature in Christ Jesus. 2 Corinthians 5:17. The Lord adds you to the church. Acts 2:47. The church that he built in Matthew 16:18. He purchased it with his own blood. Acts 20:28. He is the head, the Savior. He loved it and coming back for it. In Ephesians 5:23-27. And then you got to live faithfully unto death, Revelation 2:10. If you're already a child of God, you strayed away. You have not been living as a Christian should. Or if you desire prayer and want to know more about the Church of Christ, whatever your desire is, call us at 734-482-4922. Or you can call the building and leave them a message. 734-483-1864. And we are here to assist you in any way that we can. We'll have two more songs and then a closing prayer.
Thank you. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for your grace and mercy and your love and all the many blessings we have received. We want to thank you for the message and for the one who brought it. We are thankful for the brothers who worked on this means of communication so that we may hear it. We want to pray thy blessings upon those who were mentioned as needing prayer. And at what time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. That is Psalms 54, 56, and 3. We want to pray that you keep your loving arm of protection around us, and we pray that we will be able to come together to meet again soon. This we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.